Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Help the Crowd Shout Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalists and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouieB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crowd Shout Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouieB.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy. The weepy.
Welcome to the Crowd Shout Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means, so if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society. And chop it up into easy to digest chunks for you today. Won't be any different today. Guys, I'm sorry I've been away for 2 weeks. Took a little breaky break. My regular job. There was some bullshit that was happening at my other job that I had to deal with, and you know, your boy Louis B. You know, trying to not be on no damn welfare, so I bust my ass at work. So, you know, I had to get some shit, personal shit done. Just decided to just hop on late. And make sure I get a new episode out there. And it's going to be a schedule change. I'm going to be doing the shows Wednesdays regularly now.
Oh man,
it's late. I got a guest lined up for next week. We're just gonna continue doing what we're doing. I'm gonna just continue doing what I'm doing here. Please help me out. I would love to do this show more, But the thing is, I do got bills to pay. So you guys can help me out by shopping on Amazon like I have in the beginning of this episode. You know, just listen to the commercial and get the link. Also, if you go to rantinglouisb.blogspot.com, I'm actually selling Alex Jones's nutraceuticals now. So if you could buy them through me, so that way I get credit for the sale. Yeah. So anyways, let's get to this topic. Of course, it's hashtag trans man. I'm going to be talking about President Trump, banning transsexuals from the military. And now everyone is going through a fucking tizzy. And, in fact, somebody made an awesome observation. A lot of these trannies that are coming out saying, I've served in the military, come catch these hands. They were not transsexual when they served. Oh, that is the sound of the Lower East Side. So, yeah, I mean, they were not, who did that? Because it was like a perfect line, and I'm mad that I didn't even think about it. Because you have all these people, they're like, oh, I served in the military, I'm trans, da 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 da. Okay, you weren't transitioning, you were nowhere near transitioning when you started. Okay, yeah, Victor Hernandez. Let me go to his thing on Facebook and read his line, because I don't want to fuck it up, you know what I mean? Fun fact, none of the transgender veterans you keep posting physically transitioned to their new gender while actually in the military. And, you know, I'm just going to say this, I agree with the president's doing this. I agree with his, you know, after he consulted with his generals. It's like, we're trying to win a war here. We're trying to win. Like, we can't be focusing on somebody's hurt feelings when you got people that want to come and fucking kill us. Like, duh. Like, how you want me to fucking focus on your little fucking issue? And I'm sorry, you know, he's like, oh, it's a little issue, it's a little... Yeah, it is a fucking little issue. It's your personal issue that you want to cut your dick off. It's your personal issue if you want to walk around fucking wearing a dress. Like, look, I respect your decision. I respect you. God bless. That's between you and God. I'm not going to judge you and be like, that's wrong. God hates facts. Because you know what? I'm not God. Let God, if God finds that unacceptable, I have enough faith in him that he will deal with it in his due time. He don't need me walking around freaking gay bashing and committing hate crimes in his name. He don't need me to do that. And in fact, in the Bible, it doesn't command us to do that. So, in fact, in Revelations, vengeance is mine. Yeah, I'm getting biblical, people. I'm getting spiritual, son. Like, but, you know, I'm not going to be walking around being like, look, I mean, I'm not going to lie. If I see a dude in a dress, and as hateful as this sounds, yeah, you are a dude in a dress, or you are a chick in men's clothes. Like, I will respect you enough and say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, if that's how you want to be referred. Only because, hey, you know what? You're a human being. I'm going to show you that respect. I'm going to give you that courtesy. Because that's what decent human beings do. But I'm not... But in my mind, I'm not going to recognize you as that gender that you're trying to caricaturize, if that's a word. It's like, I'm not going to date a transgendered person, because that's not my thing. It, like, physically, I get a physical reaction. If I see a dude in the dress, it's like, ew. It's not like it's call it programming, call it whatever, call it natural. It's just But when it comes to back to the president, the reason why he did it was because, I mean, you don't want people that, like, if they're transitioning or they're having to transition, they're going through, I don't want to say mental illness, but they're going through a mental transition. They're trying to get their mind. You don't want people focusing on themselves and not worried about the external threats, especially when you're working as a team to protect one another in a war theater, on the theater of battle. You don't want that going. You don't want someone having to focus on that shit. You know, you don't want that. You don't want some. I think Gavin McGinnis, he made the point, is like, especially if you fully transition and you go through the sex change operation, like, you're gonna have to worry the maintenance of a man-made vagina. I mean, how are you gonna focus on that while you're getting shot at by ISIS? Can someone explain that shit to me? I mean, this shouldn't be about... I mean, I just love how the left is focusing on... I feel disrespected. This is hatred. This is that. No, we... Like... First of all, this shit is still fairly new. We don't know what the fuck to expect when it comes to transitioning people. I don't fully understand it. I'm not a doctor. In fact, most fucking doctors don't even psychiatrists don't even fucking have an answer for this. For, you know, they have a gender something dysmorphia, whatever it's called. Gender dysphoria. There you go. I mean, and the only way, you know, the condition of feeling one's emotional and physiological identity as male or female to be opposite of one's biological sex. Like, I'm not a psychiatrist. I don't know where the fuck, like, to me, like, you're bigoted. And it's gonna get to my next point. You're bigoted, but, like, that's a mental illness. That would be, like, me saying, oh, well, I'm a fucking bunny rabbit, respect my bunniness, and I'm hopping around with a fucking fake fluffy tail and fake big old ears, and people not thinking I'm an asshole. Again, I'm gonna, you know, if you want to be referred to as ma'am, I'm miss, or whatever, more power to you. It's not my place to judge. I'm not gonna waste my time in judging and do all that nonsense. I think that's a total waste of time when people do that. I think the Westboro Baptist Church are a bunch of fucking idiots. Like, they're wasting their time. If they're so fucking worried about God's wrath, I mean, then you follow the rules of your religion as you see fit. Me, personally, I'm gonna follow the rules of the religion that I see fit. I'm not gonna... I'm repeating myself, but I have enough faith in God that if he finds transgenderism, homosexuality, or any other thing disgusting, he will deal with it. That's it. He don't need my dumbass freaking going out and beating people up. And honestly, I don't got the fucking time to even give a shit. And that would get me to my next point. Why the fuck do you care? Because a lot of these people that are fucking protesting, they didn't sign up for the fucking army. They don't give a shit about the army. They just give a shit when somebody says you're not allowed to come in. Then that's when people get pissed off. But if he lifts this ban, you think they're gonna go to the nearest army, navy, or army, navy, air force office and sign up? No. They ain't gonna do a damn thing. Like, so all this useless bitching is for nothing. Again, Victor Hernandez, comedian, he goes, none of the transgender veterans you keep posting about physically transition to their new gender while actually in the military. Got these people fucking making damn threats, dog, about, like, along the lines of come catch these hands and shit. Like, I'm gonna fight the president, stupid asses. If you're so fucking big and bad, fucking, you know, like, really, how many of them, like, really, how many transgendered people are there in the military? In fact, hold on, let's Google it together. How many transgendered are in the military? Okay. It was estimated that in 2004, there were approximately, 15,500 transgendered individuals either serving active duty or in the National Guard or Army Reserve forces within the U.S. military. Alright. Okay, here's Bloomberg. Here's how many trans people serve in the U.S. military. Serving the U.S. military. Medical care for trans troops would cost, 0.014. Okay, I don't know. Well, this is Bloomberg, so I don't know. I don't know. I mean, but still. I mean, that's why we don't allow women on the front lines, because, I mean, they have a lot of, they have specific sanitary needs that would not be feasible in a freaking firefight. I'm not in the military. I don't understand. I wouldn't know. I wish I had a fucking expert to come on here. Like, okay, yeah, no, yes, women can fight. Fight perfectly fine during that period. Or transgenders can fight perfectly fine even though they have to worry about their man-made pussy closing up. Or whatever other medical issues. Or, you know, they're able to get their, their treatments while they're on active duty. But, I mean, also, why would you want to deal with that shit? Like, why, like, I don't even know if this is really libertarian, but why should someone have to accommodate you? I mean, in my job, if I can't do my duties, they're not gonna accommodate me. You just find another fucking job. But all these people, why do I keep repeating myself? All these people that are complaining about, you're banning transgender people. You're banning. First of all, are not going to march in a fucking military office. They're not going to fucking re-up or anything. They just want to bitch because they hate the president. This is just, I mean, and honestly, if I was a transgender, I would kind of feel kind of offended, because it's like, oh, no, you don't really give a shit about me as a transgender person. You just feel, yay, another reason to fucking attack the president. A bunch of fucking opportunists. That's all that is. Me, I'm going to tell you to your face, like, I really don't give a shit about this. This is a non sequitur. It's not important to me. I'm not trans. I don't go around. I don't hate trans. I wouldn't date a trans, but I would I would probably be friends with a trans. I mean, I don't know. I've never met a trans because I would have so many questions. That's another thing I don't understand. Like, I have questions. Like, what? Like, because I can't understand that. Maybe it's not for me to understand. See, I don't know the fucking rules. And, I mean, I don't know the fucking rules. Is like, you ask a question to a transgendered person, it's like, why? Like, if you're a dude, like me as a dude, I'm like, wee! I can't fathom even cross-dressing. I can't fathom, yeah. Yeah. You know, I can't fathom wanting to do female things. I don't understand female things. I mean, you know, certain female family members, when they do girly things, and, like, they get so excited, and they want you to get excited for their girly shit, and it's like, no. I don't understand. Why are you getting excited over some boo-boo kitty or whatever the Chokskis... these chicks like these days, whatever, is like, do you watch that show Stranger Things? Which I don't understand fucking Stranger Things. I only saw one episode. I was like, how's this a good show? It's like, fuck. I'm gonna keep trying. I hope it's good. I'm watching the first season. Don't fucking spoil it for me. But. Like, can someone, yeah. Trans man, we're so offended that the president doesn't want to accommodate us. Oh, did you join the army? No. Oh, are you going to join the army if they lift it? No. The fuck you here for? Because we must end the Trump-Pence regime. Go fuck yourself. Get a life. We're talking about the same people that want to fucking paint on a goddamn canvas and fucking pray to, like, the fucking statue of Karl Marx. It's like, oh, yay, another reason to fucking get at him. Not knowing that fucking... Didn't socialists, like... Didn't communist countries, like, freaking kill gays? They didn't like gays in their fucking shit? I don't know. I mean, homophobia in commune. All right. I don't know. All right, well. So, wait. Anti-gay, Cuba, anti-gay. I'm just doing a quick... LGBT rights in Cuba. All right, may face legal challenges, not experienced by non-LGBT residents. Public antipathy towards LGBT people is high, reflecting regional norms. This has eased somewhat since the 1990s. Educational campaigns on LGBT issues. Homophobia in labor camps during the 1960s. With the profit motive eradicated by the revolution, the superficial tolerance of LGBT persons by strongly homophobic Cuban society quickly evaporated. Immigration to Miami began immediately, including lesbians and gay men who had worked for United States firms and had done domestic work for the native bourgeois, LGBT people who already had lived there largely abroad, moved away permanently. The homophobia and heterosexism that already existed became more systematized and institutionalized. Gender and sexuality explicitly entered political discourse, even as vaguely worded laws increased targeted gender transgressive men who believed to be homosexual, whereas lesbianism remained unnamed and invisible, of course, because lesbians are awesome. we just like seeing two women go at it instead of two dudes. So, between 1959 and 1980, male homosexuals suffered a range of consequences, from limited career options to detention in street sweeps and incarceration in labor camps. All right, we'll see. Maybe it's changed, whatever. But it's more like, okay, we, you know, it's something that has to be, I don't know, if you really want it, it's like, come on, can we have a fucking discussion? Can we, worry about... How's about we worry about fucking destroying the enemy? And then after it's all said and done, then let's have a sit-down fucking conversation and see what the fuck. Let's study this a bit more, because it's still fairly new. I mean, really think about it. This whole transgender thing, everyone's like, oh, I'm non-binary, I'm this, I'm that, I'm... God. It's like, it's so much so fucking quickly, and you want us to accept it, and it's like, we don't, like, what? Like, what? You just get so fucking confused. It's like, what? Who gives a shit? And it's like, you get to the point, it's like, look, I'm not kicking your ass. I'm not gonna waste my time kicking your ass. I don't even wanna kick your ass. Oh, but if you don't accept me, you're a bigot. Like, fuck you. So. The bourgeoisie. The bourgeois. Oh, my goodness. The fancy schmancy. We call them motherfuckers hipsters. Bunch of so don't really care, like, you know. I mean, I bet there's no transgender people in the KKK. Do the KKK allow? I don't know. But did I just do that? Nah. Okay. Go after people that, you know, like, go after places that you actually want to join. Yeah. Anyways, I think that was a little quick rant. I just ran out of steam. So anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. This has been the Crouch Out Radio Show. From my house to your house. Mahalo.
And that's the end of my show. Donk.
Help the Crouch Out Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalists and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crouch Out Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB.